Coming up on the close of a genuinely packed Wednesday on Hacker News, let's do a quick synthesis before we sign off. The thread that connected the most stories today was the tension between openness and control across every domain: AI training data and copyright, VPNs and digital rights, e-reader ecosystems, CSAM scanning and surveillance, LLM policy on open source platforms. The community is consistently drawn to the places where technology policy and individual autonomy intersect, and today had an unusual concentration of those stories.
The AI model releases, Gemini 3.6 Flash, Kimi K3, Laguna S2.1, confirm something we've been tracking for several months. The frontier is genuinely multipolar, and the pace of new releases is high enough that any given model's competitive advantage has a short shelf life. For developers choosing infrastructure, this is actually a difficult environment. The MCP server audit finding that a third of popular integrations scored D or F on usability suggests the tooling ecosystem is still catching up to the deployment reality.
The Anthropic copyright settlement at $1.5 billion will matter more for what it implies than for what it resolves. Every AI lab with unresolved copyright exposure, and that's most of them, is now doing math on what their training data liabilities might look like if they go to trial versus settle. That's a structural change in how the industry calculates risk.
Intel's high NA EUV shipment is genuinely worth watching over the next two quarters. First to ship doesn't always mean sustained manufacturing leadership, and the proof point will be whether they can achieve the yield rates that make the technology economically viable at production scale. If they can, it's the most significant Intel manufacturing story in several years.
Before we close, a quick time capsule moment, because we owe our listeners some intellectual honesty. A few months ago on this show, we said that Ukraine had been hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, which we described as evidence of expanding long-range strike capability. We were wrong on the geography in a pretty significant way. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and completely inaccessible to Ukrainian forces. That was a factual error we should have caught, and we didn't. We also made a vague prediction about companies facing unexpected competition from unanticipated directions that was, in retrospect, so nonspecific as to be meaningless. We're flagging both because precision matters, and vague predictions are just noise dressed up as insight.
As always, every story we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. We covered a lot of ground, but we're genuinely only scratching the surface. The OpenAI security incident thread alone had 851 comments, with engineers and security researchers going several layers deep into the implications. If any of these topics caught your attention, head over to news.combinator.com, find the thread, and read the actual discussion. The community is what makes this show worth making.
A genuine thank you to Claude Code by Anthropic and Perplexity, which handle script generation and real-time topic discovery, respectively. These tools let us produce this show daily at a quality level that wouldn't be possible otherwise, and we mean it when we say we're grateful for them. If you enjoy this show and want broader coverage of geopolitics, markets, and global events beyond the tech world, our companion show, Intellijix Daily News, covers that ground. It's worth checking out if today's legal and policy threads left you wanting more context.
This has been Intellijix HN Daily for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll see you tomorrow.